Democrat Richard Cordray and Republican Mike DeWine both want to be the next governor of the state of Ohio. Over the next 2 weeks, both of those candidates are going to talk with us about the challenges facing our state, their solutions, and their vision for Ohio. We are concluding our series of shows with the candidates for all statewide offices by spending an hour each with the two major party gubernatorial candidates. This week, Republican Mike DeWine is our guest on Town Hall Ohio.
This is Town Hall Ohio, home to interesting people, engaging issues, and enlightening stories. Town Hall Ohio is a production of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working to forge a partnership between farmers and consumers, and is supported by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Now, here's Town Hall Ohio host, Joe Corneli.
We are down to the last two shows of our series of pre-election visits with the candidates for statewide office. Now, we included both candidates on the same show for most of those offices, but we have reserved a full hour for the gubernatorial candidates. Now, each Mr. Cordray and Mr. DeWine got a list of the same topics in advance and the amount of time that was allocated for each subject. Mr. Cordray and Mr. DeWine then came in separately and visited our studio. And by flip of the coin, today we're going to spend time hearing from Republican candidate for governor, Mike DeWine. Just to get us rolling, Mr. DeWine, a couple of minutes to introduce yourself, your personal, professional background. Let folks know a little bit about Mike DeWine.
Well, I grew up in Greene County, Yellow Springs, and my family was in the wholesale seed business, a company started by my grandparents in the 1920s, a feed store downtown Yellow Springs. And then by the time Dad came home from World War II, it was moving into a seed company. And I worked there as a kid, worked there during college and even into law school when I was working summers. And it was, great to start off in a small business because I think you have a real understanding of what small businessmen and women have to do. Started my political career as a county prosecuting attorney. When you're a county prosecutor, you kind of see all the problems in your community. It was a great experience. I was in the state Senate. Then had the opportunity to serve in the United States Congress for 8 years, 4 years as George Voinovich's lieutenant governor. And then after that, in the United States Senate, of course, for the last 8 years, I've been the Attorney General of the state of Ohio. So, very, very proud of, my ability really to pull people together. I think sometimes there's a great concern about what's going on in Washington and whether or not people can get along and get anything done. And I think that's a real legitimate concern. But I've had throughout my career the ability to actually pull people together, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, and actually get things done. And more than happy to talk more about that as we move forward.
And we'll have ample opportunity to do that. And before we get into the specifics of the job you want and the issues facing Ohioans, share, if you would, Mr. DeWine, your view of what's the right role of government in our daily lives.
Well, I think government should do what we can't do for ourselves collectively, and government should focus on, really, really the basic things. The basic things are keeping us safe. I think you have to start with that. We also look to government to help us, educate our kids. It's the primary responsibility of the parents, but, we have a great public school system in the state of Ohio. Fran and I were both educated in our public schools, and our grandkids and some of our kids and some of our grandkids go to Cedarville, which is a very small school district, rural school district in the eastern part of Greene County. I think we have only about 650 kids K-12. So, government is there to do the essential things for us. I think sometimes we look to government to do too much. I think we have to, protect individuals' rights and individual freedom. So that's kind of the essential function of government. And I just, maybe if I could go back to the previous question, I want to mention a little my personal history. I met my wife, Fran, in first grade, and we started dating. I actually had a first date in seventh grade and really started dating in high school. And then, we both went to Miami University, and we got married between our second and third year at Miami. And, had two kids before we left college. We now have eight children and 23 grandchildren, waiting for our birth of our 24th grandchild in January. So we're very excited about that.
Thank goodness you had me worried. I thought you were going to say you started dating in first grade, but
No. We saw each other for the first time in first grade. So
the role of governor in the state of Ohio is massive, broad. It reaches into so much of what goes on in the Buckeye State. So as you just kind of look at the major functions of the office of governor, what are some of the big things that you feel are most important the governor should do for the citizens of Ohio?
Well, I think a governor has to listen a lot and travel and talk with people. I do that. No one's traveled the state probably more than I have in the last 30 years or so. But every single day I'm out talking with people and listening, I learn things from the people of the state. So governor, first of all, I think has got to be a good listener. Governor has to lead. I've tried to make it very clear throughout this campaign where I want to lead the state of Ohio. We have a full plan. I would invite any of our listeners to go up on our webpage, mikedewine.com, and you will see our jobs plan, our education plan, a plan for children, our anti-drug efforts. And those go into probably more detail than we're going to be able to go into on this show. But as I look at where Ohio needs to go, I think we've come a long way in the last 8 years. 8 years ago, we had 400,000 people who had lost their jobs. We had a difficult circumstance, situation with our budget, 89 cents in the rainy day fund, and a lot of problems. But we've come a long way in 8 years, and our goal now is to take Ohio to the next level. And we're going to focus on the jobs. I think the number one job of a governor is to create a climate in the state that is a pro-jobs, pro-growth environment. You do that by keeping taxes down. You do that by keeping regulations rational and reasonable and not excessive. You create that business climate in the state. But you go beyond that, and we can talk about it further, but it's education. We have to fill the skills gap that we have in Ohio. We have to do a better job educating young people. We have to do a better job, people who are in mid-career and lose their job or need to move. We need to do a better job helping them and get the skills that they need to move forward. And we have to really deal with the drug problem. We have a comprehensive plan, which we can talk about in more detail in regard to what we're going to do with the drug problem.
We absolutely will do that. Before we get to some of those specifics, spend a moment, tell us about your running mate, John Houston. What does he bring to the job? Why did you select him?
I picked John Houston because, number one, I think he's exceedingly well qualified to really play a major role in my administration. I wanted someone who had experience, who really would complement some of the experiences that I have. He spent a number of years in the state legislature. He was the Speaker of the Ohio House, as you know, and had that experience with budgets. He's a real leader. And he's someone, frankly, that shares my passion, shares my commitment to families. John is a person who really is devoted to his family, but is also devoted to families around the state. And we really look at things kind of the same way, that families, our job in government is to protect families, help families, make their lives better. And, John shares that passion.
You said a significant role. Have you identified specifically what that role might be?
Well, one of the things that I've asked John to do is to really lead our effort to reinvent state government, really with innovation. Government historically is slow. It doesn't keep up. It doesn't use innovation. It does not use technology as much as the private sector. And we got to change that. We got to shake things up. And so I've asked John Husted to head that up. We're going to put a working group together of people who are really change agents, people from the business community, people who understand technology. We look at state government as all about customer service. I'll go back again to my background in the seed business. You know, my grandmother ran the office. She was the one who answered the phone. She was the one that made the sale. She was the one that took care of customers. And, you know, she was all about customer service. And I learned that in that business. And I've tried throughout my career to, you know, take that to my job in government. You know, for example, we run the state crime lab as the attorney general. Our customers are the police, the prosecutors, and the sheriffs around the state. And so we have looked at our job as to service them. And by helping them through our crime lab and through investigators, we were able to help the people of the state.
We won't have time to drill down into specifics before the break. We will do that afterwards. But as we chat here with Mike DeWine, the Republican candidate for Ohio governor, assess the state of the economy in Ohio. What the big picture, if you would, Mr. DeWine, on where we are and are we where we should be?
Well, I don't think anyone's ever happy with exactly where we should be. We always want to do better. We've come a long way, though, in the last 8 years. I mean, we talked about this, but if you looked at where we were 8 years ago, our unemployment was double digit. It was over 10%. We had people looking for jobs, very difficult circumstances. We had lost over 400,000 jobs. So we've come back in the last 8 years. We've regained those 400,000 jobs plus more jobs. I think we're moving forward, but we have some problems that we have to fill. I mean, when I talk to businessmen and women today, you know, it's not what it was 8 years ago. Our problem today is that we can't find people to work. And what employers tell me is that, you know, they have a hard time finding people who have the skill sets that they need, but they also, in many cases, have a hard time finding people who can pass a drug test. So that's a big challenge. And it's not just the tragedy of the drug problem. It's not just the number of people who die every day, and that's horrible. But the other problem is what it does to our economy. It really slows our economy down. We have a large number of people who are out there who simply cannot live up to their God-given potential. And that slows our economy down. We got to fix it.
Mr. Mike DeWine, our guest on Town Hall, Ohio, the Republican candidate for governor. We'll be back to hear more with him in just a few moments and remind you that next week at this time, Democratic challenger Richard Cordray will be our guest, and he'll talk to you about his aspirations to be our next governor. A note from the Ohio Farm Bureau Election Guide in the column by Ohio Farm Bureau's president, Frank Burkett, telling you why you need to be paying attention and getting engaged. He points out that in the election, primary election last May, there were 59 races decided by a single vote, and over the last 5 years, 199 races in Ohio where a single vote would have changed the outcome. As President Burkett says, your vote matters. Farm votes matter, so make sure you study up and then show up come Election Day. For our last two pre-election shows, we're hearing from the two candidates for Ohio governor. This week, it's Republican Mike DeWine. Next week, it will be Democrat Richard Cordray. So let's get back to our conversation as Mike DeWine visited with Town Hall Ohio listeners in the Ohio Farm Bureau studio. So, Mr. DeWine, let's follow up on some of the economic challenges that you pointed out. We're doing okay. We always want to do better. When you look at the tools that state government can employ to boost the Ohio economy, what are some of the appropriate ones that your administration would consider?
Look, I think you have to start with education. It all comes back to education. We want for every child in this state what we want for our own kids, and that is that they be able to live up to their God-given potential. We want every kid who graduates from high school. First of all, we want everybody to graduate from high school. Second, when they graduate from high school, we want them to have a real pathway to a career, a good paying job, or be truly ready for college. To do that, though, we have to start early. We have some kids who are growing up in Ohio through no fault of their own in very difficult circumstances. And we've got to really put a lot more focus on early childhood education, early childhood development. So when the child gets to kindergarten, you know, they're not way, way behind. They're at the starting line. We can get them to the starting line, and then we go from there. I think besides early childhood education, you know, we're also going to really focus on our career centers. We have some great career centers. We have some great two-year colleges out there that really are doing a very, very good job. Our goal should be to take our career centers, and I would just say to any of our listeners, if you've not been into your local career center, your high school career center, we used to call them vocational schools, you need to go in, because you're going to really be surprised at what they are doing amazing work in preparing young people for 21st century jobs. And not just young people. We have them, you know, if you look at what goes on in communities with both the career centers and the two-year colleges are doing a good job in preparing not just young people, but people who are in mid-career as well. So we're going to focus a lot on them. We're also going to focus on what we call nano degrees or micro degrees. And this has to do with people who are in mid-career, but who want to improve their skill sets. We need to strategically look at what Ohio needs to move forward, whether it's more coders, more machinists, whatever it happens to be. And then we need to focus on making sure we have people who have those degrees or who have those skill sets, those industry credentials. I'll just give you an example. You can take someone who is working on the factory floor, making, let's say, $17, $18 an hour. In 3 weeks at night, they can be trained to be someone who can take care and fix a robot and robots. And when you do that and they get that industry credential, they can go from $18 an hour to $28, $29 an hour. It is good for them. It opens up the job that they just left for somebody else and enables companies to move forward. So that type of strategic planning, I think, is very, very important.
So I'm believing that if we have this well-trained workforce, it's going to bring businesses, or at least increase the level of interest in coming to Ohio for businesses. But as the governor of state government, we also have other tools, whether it's tax incentives, these kinds of things. What would be your intention in terms of employing those kind of economic incentive tools?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. Whether a business wants to expand, who's already in Ohio, or whether a business is looking to come to Ohio, if they cannot, they don't think they can find employees who have the skill sets, who can pass the drug test, they're not coming, or they're not going to expand. So I've talked to many businesses in Ohio who say, look, we're kind of stuck where we are because we don't think we can get the employees. So education is number one. The state also can play a role with Jobs Ohio. Jobs Ohio is something that Governor Kasich and the state legislature created. It is really taking the economic development arm of the state and privatized it, gives them more flexibility. And I think it's worked pretty well. What I want to make sure is that Jobs Ohio is available for all 88 counties. So if you live in a rural county, you know, Jobs Ohio needs to be there available for you and the employers in that county to expand jobs. It should not be just something that we look at as for Columbus and Cleveland and Cincinnati or some other big city. So it should be there for every single part of the state.
Sounds like you are a proponent then of, if we're trying to attract business or get business to expand, sounds like you would prefer a lot of small and medium instead of rolling the dice on getting next Amazon headquarters.
Look, we talk a lot, and there's a lot of in the media about some big company coming to Ohio, and that's important. And I will tell you that as governor of this state, you know, I will make the calls that are necessary. I will go visit the CEOs. I'll go any place to get this job done. But you're absolutely right. More jobs are going to be created by smaller businesses, frankly, who are already here, and giving them the ability to expand. So if we can take care of the workforce problem in Ohio, get people better skills, that's going to allow these businesses that are already here and ones that want to come into Ohio to expand and to grow. And that's what we need in Ohio.
Mike DeWine, the Republican candidate for Ohio governor, and we'll hear more with Mr. DeWine in a few moments. A reminder, too, next week, Democratic candidate Richard Cordray is our guest. We'll be back with more of this week's Town Hall Ohio in just a couple of moments. Mike DeWine is the Republican candidate for governor. He's back in our Town Hall Ohio studio. I asked him to talk about dealing with Ohio's drug crisis.
Yeah, and first of all, let me just quickly talk about what we have done in the Attorney General's office. When I became Attorney General, we were already well into an opiate epidemic, and we started to close the pill mills that were particularly in southern Ohio. We have closed them. In the first year, we closed every pill mill, for example, in Scioto County, which was the worst hit county. We have taken the licenses of over 100 doctors who were nothing more, frankly, than drug dealers, over 20 pharmacists who were just bad actors. We have made some significant inroads, but we have a ways to go, and we all certainly know that. One of the things that I have done is sued the drug companies. I sued them because, frankly, they're responsible for the beginning of this drug epidemic in Ohio. They're the ones who told the doctors that these new miracle drugs, these opiates, were not very addictive. And when, in fact, we know they're very, very, very addictive. As we look forward, we have a 12-point plan. Again, I would invite our listeners to go up on our webpage, MikeDeWine.com, look at our 12-point plan. Let me mention a couple of them. Number one, it's important that we do something that we're not really doing in Ohio very much, and that is prevention. When I'm governor, in every school, every child, beginning in kindergarten, K through 12, 13 straight years, every year there's going to be something that will help them avoid going down the path of addiction. It's what the educators call social-emotional learning. It's about good decision-making. It's about health. It's about wellness. If we do that and do something that's age-appropriate every year and also do something every single year that is proven to actually work, what we will find is that in the long run, we will fundamentally change addiction in the state of Ohio and the number of people who are addicts. We're also going to double down on treatment. Our drug courts are working exceedingly well in Ohio. We have to have more of them. It's really tough love, but these judges are doing a really phenomenal job in that area as well. And the other part is the law enforcement. We have a model that we're using in Ohio, but we have to now cover the entire state. We're only covering a part of the state, and our goal is to go after the Mexican drug cartels who are bringing this poison into Ohio. The fentanyl, which is killing most people, comes in from Mexico. It originates in China. The Mexican drug dealers bring it into Ohio. And so we've got to double down on our efforts to go after these drug dealers.
What are the state's responsibilities in terms of making sure Ohioans have a health care system that they can afford and does what it's supposed to do?
Well, very, very, very good question. First of all, let me address something that my opponent in this campaign, they keep running ads about, which are simply not true, and that has to do with pre-existing illness. I am for coverage of pre-existing illnesses. In fact, not once, not twice, not three times, but seven separate times I have voted in favor of coverage for pre-existing illness. So that is a very, very important thing. Number two, we have a problem with middlemen, PBMs they're called, who are making too much money, frankly. When I'm governor of the state, we are going to tackle that. Medicaid, for example, the state is a huge buyer of drugs through Medicaid and other ways. We're going to work to really get the price down by going after and getting better contracts with these middlemen, and in many cases actually eliminating these middlemen. So that I think is very important. The other thing that we're going to do is really put an emphasis on wellness. Money spent early to get people to keep them well, is money that is very, very well spent and will save tax dollars in the long run.
As I'm sure you're aware, farmers and all citizens of Ohio very concerned about the nexus between what happens on our farms and what happens to Lake Erie and other bodies of water. As you look at the water quality and agriculture discussion, what's the right way to handle that?
Well, we have to use science, first of all. Everything we do has to be dictated by what we know. Ohio State's Stone Lab, which I was able to get money for when I was in the United States Congress, continues to do very good research. The legislature provided them money in the last bill that was passed a few months ago. That's very important. So number one, whatever we do has to be based on good science. As governor, I will pull people together. I will pull people together who are concerned about Lake Erie, along with the agriculture community. If you look at Northwest Ohio, we have an amazing agriculture community. We have great, great farmland. So we do not want to see our small farmers and our mid-sized farmers have to go out of business because of overregulation. So what I support is a bond issue that's been proposed by Randy Gardner in the state legislature. I will champion that as governor of the state. It will be a $1 billion bond issue that will give us the money that we need for the next 10 years to really go after this problem, to make sure the farmers aren't the ones who are bearing all of the burden on what they have to do. We have to clean up Lake Erie. We have to deal with the algae bloom problem, the phosphorus problem, but we have to do that by working together. And that's what I will do. We'll bring farmers to the table. We will work together. And with the money from this bond issue, I think it's something that we can really, really tackle, really make a difference, but also not make the farmers pay an inordinate amount and bear all the burden of this.
Mike DeWine will return after this. Republican Mike DeWine and Democrat Richard Cordray both want to be the next governor of the state of Ohio, and this week and next we're spending time hearing from both of them. It's an hour this week with Mike DeWine, an hour next week with Richard Cordray. We will get back to our conversation with Mr. DeWine, and I began with some discussion this time around on the federal government. So a big part of the job for the governor will be to interact with the federal government on issues that are important to Ohioans. So how do you see that relationship with the office of the governor and working with the folks in D.C.?
It's very important that the governor of Ohio have a good relationship with Congress. I will certainly do that through my relationship with our great congressional delegation. I will work with both Democrats and Republicans in our congressional delegation. It's also important for the governor of the state of Ohio to have a good working relationship with the White House, with the president of the United States, whether that president is of the same party or a different party. So I will guarantee you that I will do that. I will have a good relationship because, you know, we will be asking the federal government for waivers, for example, for them to be less restrictive in the area of education, less restrictive in other areas as well. So that good relationship is very, very important.
On the flip side, state government, it needs to work with local government, be they municipalities or counties or even down to the township level. So how do you see that that dialogue and that that interaction happening?
Well, I know that as I travel around and talk to township trustees and talk to local elected officials, county commissioners, and mayors, one of the complaints that they have is about the local government fund that has been cut over the last 8 years. Now, I've been very careful not to overpromise things that I cannot do or that I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do. But what I will say is this, that I started my career as a county prosecutor. I fully understand that local government is very, very important. And frankly, that's how we deliver most of our services in the state of Ohio, is through local government. So I will be a friend. I will be a partner to local government. We will help them in certain areas where we've already laid it out. For example, one of the great tragedies is the number of kids who are in foster care. And they're in foster care because of the fact that their parents, one or both parents, are drug addicts. That half the kids in foster care today are there because one or both parents are drug addicts. So our children's services, our local child welfare systems are overtaxed in the sense of overworked. We are the 50th state out of 50 in the union as far as giving money to our local children's services. We will change that when I'm governor. We will have more money. A significant amount more money to local children's services. So we will help in that way. We will also help with more resources being available for the drug fight that we will get down to the local communities. So these are two specific ways that we're going to help local government.
Elected political leaders and candidates since the beginning of time have had to talk about bricks and mortar infrastructure in the state of Ohio. Mr. DeWine, as you look at what the infrastructure needs are for Ohio, what needs to be tackled first and foremost?
Well, there's no doubt we have infrastructure needs. And if we talk about economic development, it is very important that infrastructure be taken care of, because once again, companies won't come to a state where the infrastructure is a mess. And so we have to work on this. One of the things that we're going to have to do is have a discussion with the people of the state of Ohio in regard to Ohio Department of Transportation. You know, we're moving now from cars that run on gasoline to cars that run partially or completely, on electricity. And so we have historically paid for our roads based on a gas tax. And that has been really a user tax that has been a pretty fair way to distribute the burden. We need, as we move into the different world, we need to make sure that we are adjusting how we make sure that everyone who drives on our highways does, in fact, pay a fair share.
30 seconds or so on broadband needs in Ohio.
Look, broadband is a way that we can help our rural areas. And an easy way for us to do this is as we repair roads, as we expand roads, as we do work out there in the right-of-way, that we make that right-of-way available to companies who want to lay broadband down. And so we will do that, and we think it's a great way to tie in all 88 counties and to make sure no matter where you live in the state of Ohio, you have access to broadband.
Mike DeWine, the Republican candidate for governor. And a reminder, at this time next week, Richard Cordray, the Democratic governor candidate, will be joining us for Town Hall Ohio. Also like to remind you that if you'd like information beyond what you're hearing on Town Hall Ohio, Ohio Farm Bureau's Political Action Committee, the Agriculture for Good Government Political Action Committee, has a great website that answers a lot of questions. Visit farmvotesmatter.org. Welcome back to Town Hall Ohio, where we are about to conclude our conversation with Mike DeWine, the Republican candidate for Ohio governor. Mr. DeWine, very kind to spend an hour in the studio and visiting with Town Hall Ohio listeners. His opponent was just as courteous. Richard Cordray was in our offices and spent some time with us. We will be hearing Mr. Cordray answering the same questions we're discussing with Mike DeWine. Mr. Cordray will be on at this time next week. As we close out today's show, a question that I have posed to all of our candidates that are in for the statewide office shows, and that deals with civility or lack of civility in our public discourse over political issues. Ask Mr. DeWine, how do we get here and how do we get out?
Well, throughout my career, I've been able to pull people together. Look, this election is going to be over with shortly, and I believe I'm going to be the governor. And I will start right after the election to start pulling people together. Election campaigns can be divisive. One of the reasons that we put an ad up with our daughter, our youngest daughter, and our youngest of our eight children, is because we kind of wanted to put something that was positive up there and talk about my vision for the future of the state of Ohio. If you look at my record, I'm the one person running for governor who has a long record of being able to work across party lines. Let me give you an example, a couple of examples. As the attorney general of the state, you know, I have worked with the Democrat sheriff in Lucas County to help get drug treatment to people who have gone afoul of the law. I have worked with Tim McGinty, who was the prosecuting attorney in Cuyahoga County, again, a Democrat. And worked with him very, very closely as we have taken on this old rape kit problem. And as a direct result of that, just in Cuyahoga County alone, they've had over 700 indictments of rapists. So again, I serve every single day Democrat sheriffs, Democrat prosecutors, Democrat coroners throughout the state of Ohio. And we don't ask what their party is. We don't really care. We just go get the job done. And so that's what I'm going to do as governor.
Every candidate I ask this question about what do they do for fun, they say, well, there is no time for fun during a campaign, but let's assume that that's all behind you. What's the DeWine family like to do when there's time to relax?
Well, what we like to do, it's usually centered around family gatherings, centered around food. My wife, Fran, and all our kids, actually, or both the boys and the girls, are all great cooks. And we like to eat. I like to go fishing. I grew up in, as you know, in Southwest Ohio, so I'm kind of a pond fisherman. Although for our 50th wedding anniversary, Fran, I, and our kids and all the family went up to Lake Erie and spent a few days on Lake Erie and fished and really had a great time. And our son John took care of the walleye, grilled the walleye, and our son Pat took care of the perch. And so that's kind of typical Mike and Fran DeWine. It's all about family. It's all about just getting together and, you know, having a good time. We're very fortunate. All our kids except one live in Ohio. They're spread from Cleveland to Cincinnati. And we get together a lot. Just this past weekend, we were together with a number of them. They were actually out helping me campaign, and that's what they've been doing a lot in the last few months.
So we've got about a minute left. Here's time for your 60-second elevator speech. Why should Ohioans vote for Mike DeWine to be our next governor?
I have a real vision for where I want to take this state. My experience has been that when you go into office, you better know where you want to go. I, again, would invite anyone to look at this. We lay it out, MikeDeWine.com, where we want to take the state of Ohio. We want to focus on jobs. We want to make Ohio the number one state in the Midwest for a place to raise your family, number one place to grow a business, number one place if you're contemplating moving to a state and creating a business. We want Ohio to be that place. We do it by keeping taxes down. We do it by focusing on keeping the regulations rational and reasonable. We need to have a business-friendly environment. We need to also, frankly, fully understand that our agriculture community remains the number one industry in the state of Ohio. I'm someone who not only has farmland and lives on a farm, but someone who is in the seed business, and my parents were, my grandparents. So we really, I think, have a pretty good appreciation for the challenges that agriculture farmers have out there. And I want to be their partner and the partner for everyone in the state. We will do this by bringing people together. I have a long record of bringing people together to make a difference in getting things done and fixing problems. That's what I'll do as governor. I would appreciate our listeners' vote. Thank you very much.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Mike DeWine, his opponent, Democratic candidate Richard Cordray, will be with us at this time. Hope to see you here for that show next week.
Town Hall Ohio is a project of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and is brought to you with the support of Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Join us again next week for Town Hall Ohio.